Welcome back to Come Follow Me for Kids.
We missed you.
Sorry, we keep forgetting to do a podcast, but we're getting kind of back into the habit of doing more podcasts. So, hope you enjoy this episode of Come Follow Me for Kids. Today, we are going to talk about Jonah and the whale. So, Jonah, he was a prophet, and he was just like a normal person who like followed the gospel, but then one like day he Heavenly Father asked him to go to Nineveh and tell the people of Nineveh to repent, and Joseph didn't want to. And so what he did was he went and found a ship that was gonna go far, far away. And so then he got on that ship. And then when he was sleeping on the ship, a crazy giant storm came, and it almost made the boat sink. But before it made the boat sink, Jonah said, "If you want the flood to, if you want this crazy storm to end, throw me overboard." And so they didn't want to throw him overboard, so they tried to go like steer to shore, but that didn't work, and so they just threw Jonah overboard. And then right when he went into the ocean, the storm stopped and he was swallowed by a whale. He was trapped in the whale for 3 days and three nights. And he was asking Heavenly Father, may you forgive me for doing what I did. And so then, when he repented for that long, he was spit out of the whale, and he went on to, got onto land, and then he went to Nineveh and preached, and they repented. Well, he said, "Repent and follow the Lord, or else he will destroy your." Or else he will destroy your city. And so they repented, but Jonah thought that he would, they shouldn't have been like rewarded and not have been able to do that because they are enemies with his family.
With Israel.
Yeah, with Israel. And he lives in Israel.
Do you think we can hide from Jesus?
No. Even if we try to hide from Jesus, he will find us and he will do what he did to Jonah, and he would make a storm. And once we get out of that, off that boat or something, then the storm would stop and we would have consequences. So for example, if you were imagine your parents were Jesus and he was telling you to go teach at church. Or teach to random strangers and be a missionary, and you said, "I don't want to," and so you just got in your car and you drove away, and then Heavenly Father made your wheels pop and stuff like that and make your car get all crazy, and so that you would probably just go back and do that. And so imagine that you're doing that, and then you just get out of the car and go back to your house and just be a missionary and teach. And then when you taught them, they repented and they were happy. Now I'm going to read
Micah
chapter 7, verse 18 through 19. Who is God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity?
Do you know what iniquity is?
No.
It's when you're evil or bad or just a mistake. Iniquity's doing something wrong.
And passeth by the transgression of the remnant. Of his
heritage,
he retaineth not his anger forever, because he diligently
delighted
in mercy, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our
iniquities,
and thou wilt cast all their sins to the depths of the sea. So Jonah is a prophet, and well, I think what he learned from disobeying God and God having mercy is that he loves us because he made us in his image. And I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus has mercy. And I think and Jonah was mad, well, at Nineveh not being destroyed, because Nineveh is the people of Nineveh are Israel, is the Israelites' enemies, and he thought they would never listen because they're so wicked, and Jonah thought that they would surely be destroyed, but they listened and they repented. And he didn't know that. So when he went up to the mountain to see God destroy the city, and then Jonah was mad because God did not destroy the city, because God said they have repented of their sins and I have forgiven them.
Have you ever had to forgive an enemy?
Yeah.
Has Jesus ever asked you to do that?
Yeah, I've done it before. Like someone was bullying me, and they stopped bullying and apologized, and I accepted it because they were so nice after that. They were so really nice after that, and I'm so happy that I forgave them after what happened. I'm happy about that.
Okay, Rosie, what do you love about Jonah?
It's me. I'm the problem. And he said, "It's me. I'm the problem. Throw me overboard."
Did Jonah decide to repent?
Yes.
And then he went and did what Jesus asked. Do you think Jesus?
Even though it was really scary, he had to go. He made a promise with Jesus.
He did. And so he had to go. And he went and he was brave. And he did it, huh? Does Jesus ever ask you to do hard things? What's something hard that he's asked you to do before? Does he ask you to be nice? And sometimes that can be hard.
Yeah.
But can we do it with Jesus' help?
Yep.
We totally can, huh? Just like Jonah did. So do you think that Jesus, he just wants us to follow him, huh?
Yeah.
And he's always willing to forgive us, just like he forgave the people of Nineveh.
Yeah!
So do you think that made Jonah happy?
Yeah.
Guess what? He was kind of sad.
Why?
Because he went outside and he's like, okay, I'm done. I did my preaching. And he waited for the Lord to destroy Nineveh. But the Lord didn't destroy Nineveh because the people listened and they repented.
He will only destroy if they didn't listen and they just walked away.
But Jonah,
they didn't. They listened and they just started praying right away.
Yeah, they did. They repented right away. But Jonah was kind of sad that they didn't get destroyed. He thought they should be destroyed. But is it up to us to decide what people deserve?
No.
Nope.
Our hearts get to decide, and our bodies, we're the ones who get to decide. But no one else can control us.
Can you decide for me?
No.
Can you look at me and be like, okay, so I made a mistake. And you know I made a mistake. So can you decide if I'm worthy or not, or if I can repent or not?
No.
That's just between me and
yourself.
And
God.
Heavenly Father. Yeah. So it's not up to us to decide who deserves to hear the gospel.
Us and God.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one who made our hearts and our parents' hearts choose to follow the Lord.
Yeah. And sometimes Heavenly Father sometimes asks us to do hard things. And sometimes that hard thing, we go and we do it and we expect something to happen. And it might not happen, right? Everything happens the way God needs it to. And we have to just try to see his hand in our lives. So that's what we learned from Jonah. But then also, the next book in the Bible is called Micah.
Jonah and Micah and then Rebecca.
Exactly. So Micah was quoted a lot by Jesus. It's really cool. But I like one of the scriptures we heard in church today. Is how we can always trust in God. And he will always hear us. Just like Jonah can't run away from God. Micah tells us how God will always hear us. He'll always be there for us. So read number 7.
Micah chapter 7 verse 7. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
Boom. My God will hear me. So even if we're praying inside of a great fish, will he hear us? If we're praying in the middle of a cafeteria and it's really loud at school, will he hear us? Even if we pray inside of our heart, we don't pray out loud. Mm-hmm. So Micah also talks about how it's not our job to worry about
Micah.
Micah invites us to imagine what it might be like to come before the Lord and bow before the high God. And then Micah tells us in chapter 6 the other things that he asks of us. He doesn't ask, what does he require of thee?
Micah chapter 6.
Verse 8.
He hath showed thee, O man, what is good and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to follow and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
So he asks us to do justly. That means be fair.
Do justly means be fair.
Love mercy.
Love mercy.
And walk humbly with God.
And walk humbly with God.
It's pretty cool, huh? Do you think we could do those things? So we can do the hard things that God asks us to do, but can we also do those simple things that he asks us to do?
Yeah.
Like, do justly. Can you be fair to people?
Yeah.
Can you love people?
Yeah.
Can you walk humbly? Do you know what that means? Humble is when you don't brag and you don't boast about things, but you are kind and...
Humble means not proud.
Not bragging and not like, hey, I'm better than you.
Like kinder things, like, mm-hmm. Oh, are you okay? Like when people fall over.
Yeah. So even though we focus on Jonah being... And the whale, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the part. It's easy to remember. We can also remember from this that we can do all things through Christ.
If you want to see a funny Jonah video we made, go to Instagram.
At Doodle Bay. Doodle_Bay.
Doodle_Bay.
And you can see the silly video we made about Jonah and a Taylor Swift song. You can find gospel stories in everything.
Okay, thanks for listening. Bye!
Have a great day.
And have a great almost Christmas.
Lord is amazing, people.
He is amazing.